Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 4th of August. Midlam trainer Mark Johnston is certainly a trainer to follow at the glorious Goodwood meeting, which concluded on Saturday. He recorded a total of 4 winners, 3 second places and 8 horses in third place, as he took the Top Trainers Award for the meeting. Now, looking at the week ahead, as far as racing in Yorkshire is concerned, the annual Children's Day at Ripon takes place today, Monday, a 7-race programme at Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse starting at 2 o'clock. There's a host of attractions for children in the course enclosure, including performances by the National Festival Circus. There's also a parade of local regiments prior to racing, as Ripon commemorates the fact that there was a race meeting on this day a century ago at Ripon, the 4th of August 1914, the day war was declared in the Great War. Muffin McLean and Woodacre have the form to do well in the Ripon Remembers the Great War Handicap Stakes over a mile and a quarter at 3 o'clock, while sprinters take part in the feature race, the Wetherby Summer Sprint Trophy, a handicap contest over 6 furlongs at 3.30. Outdo was 5th in the Skybet Dash at York last week, while My Name is Rio has won 3 of his 4 races this season. Valentino Oyster looks to part in the final race at 5 o'clock, a handicap contest over a mile and a half. Well, there's a double header of racing tomorrow, Tuesday, Catterick in the afternoon starting at 2.15, and an evening card at Ripon, which gets underway at 6.15. It's Circus Family Day at Catterick, with attractions for children including a parachute display. At Catterick, Tinseltown is my selection in the handicap race over 1 mile and three quarters at 3.15, while at Ripon, Mutter Fakir would be an appropriate winner of the David Chapman Memorial Handicap Stakes for sprinters at 7.45. Mutter Fakir is trained at Stillington by David Chapman's granddaughter, Ruth Carr. It's Ladies' Day at Pontefract on Wednesday, with a 2:10 start. There are 7 races at the West Yorkshire track, with prizes as usual for the best-dressed lady and the wearer of the best hat. Then on Saturday, it's the annual Caribbean Carnival Day at Redcar, starting at 2:15. There's a Caribbean fancy dress competition for both children and adults. And next Monday evening, the 11th of August, there's a meeting at Thirsk, which gets underway at 5.25. More about that next week. Enjoy your racing.